The most important thing in your home are the people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The most important things in your home are the people. I travel quite a bit in the world, and I travel from nation to nation, from city to city, from house to house, and it's just a joyous, wonderful experience that I have. And everywhere I go, everyone wants me to see their city, see their country. They want to tour me about the countryside and give me the wonderful tour to show me what a wonderful nation they live in, what a wonderful country they live in. And I say to them, hey, I have one thing that I want to do here, one thing that makes me very, 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 very happy. And they say, well, what is that? And I said, meeting the people. Meeting the people. I think that my associate Ellen Jeremini is perhaps one of the greatest people on earth for meeting people. She loves to turn on in meeting people. She loves to meet people and know them and enjoy their company. And whenever she meets them, she immediately falls in love with the reality of who they are. She says, oh, you are so beautiful. Oh, you're such a genius. Oh, you're so wonderful. And she finds the noble, good, and beautiful aspects about each person that she looks at and talks to. And everybody looks at her and says, wow, you're a special lady. You're a real special lady. You see, Ellen Jeremini is really interested in the people. That's why it's so magnificent that she heads the University of Healing here in Campo, California, that she is the CEO and runs the show, because she loves people. And she works with people every day as a proctor. She works with people every day on their lessons and on their programs and on their worldwide healing ministry. She's right there on the phone giving them loving treatment. And when people call up, the first thing she does is to make them feel like they're $1 million, make them feel like they're, $1 billion. She makes them feel like they're $1 billion. She makes them feel like they're the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth. And when they hang up, they sit at their chair or whatever they're doing, and they're saying, God, I feel good. What happened? And they don't know that they had an Ellen Jeremini pill, and that Ellen Jeremini pill was a caring, unconditionally loving pill that just turned them upside down. This is what I attempt to do. Is I go around the world, too. I go around the world and meet people everywhere. And people want to take me for a tour of their town or their country. And I say, please, I'd like to meet the people. I want to meet the people. Let's have meetings. Let's have sessions, one-on-one or two-on-one or three, dozen, 100-on-1, doesn't matter, 1,000. Let's meet the people. And I walk down the street and I talk to the people as though I know them. And they are so surprised, and by the time our casual meeting of 2 seconds happens, they feel, gosh, what happened to me? I feel good. And in the grocery stores or in the department stores or in wherever I may be, I say something lovely to the people I meet. And I say, God, you've got a good-looking tie there. You sure got good taste. And then I go away. I don't want to have them think I'm coming on to them or something like that. But I love them, just like I love me. Of course, I'm always coming on to me. I'm always telling me how wonderful I am because I like to be with me. I like my company. I like it. And I like everybody. Oh, you might say I'm coming on to everybody with my love, my unconditional love. I don't want anything from them. I don't need anything from them. But I just share and spread my pixie dust everywhere and let everyone know how wonderful they are. It's the people. It's the people. The most important thing in your home are the people. The most important thing in my home are the people. I have people here at the Absolute Monastery, and I'm the abbot of the Absolute Monastery, and as I work with these people, they have problems and they have concerns and they have anxieties and they have laughter and love, and as I worked with them on each one, I tried to get them to feel that, hey, look at yourself, you're wonderful, look at yourself, you're great, you're fantastic, yeah. Don't let something on the outer disturb you. That isn't worth giving attention to. That isn't worth it. Let it go. Yes, it's the people, by one, individually, that makes a difference. Individually. The psychiatrist isn't out curing the world, he does it one by one. The doctor isn't out healing the world, he does it one by one. The minister isn't out teaching, preaching, and working with the world, he does it one by one. Oh yes, he preaches on Sunday, he gives a lesson. Doctors may write books, people may do things where large numbers are responding to it, but it's always one by one. And the big thing is, it's the people in the house that make the difference, but it's you knowing that the people in the house make the difference, that makes the difference. Because if you didn't know that the people in the house make the difference, you wouldn't have the people in the house making the difference. So you want to know that you make the difference with the people in the house who make the difference. Now, this is pretty wonderful. This is pretty wonderful. I love to go into people's homes, and I love to be introduced to everyone. I don't expect them to think that I'm going to remember their names, because I'm interested in their faces. I'm interested, I could tell you their whole life story and not remember their name. Because their name is not them. Their name is what they have put on for a while. And after a while, they'll put themselves into their name. And when they do, then their name becomes a household word. Then their name becomes beautiful. You say the word Freud, you say the word Einstein, you say the word Ford, you say the word of these famous people, and the word speaks for the person behind, and the person behind isn't really the person behind who drank milk for breakfast and coffee for supper. It's the person who created a charisma about them, who created a feeling and a love about them. This is what you remember. When someone says, what do you know when you what do you think of when you think of Herb Byerly? And all sorts of responses you get. What do you think of when you think of Ellen Jeremini? They say, yeah, wow, what a lady! What do you think of when you think of Sylvia Enns? Why, you think of just such a love bug. You think of someone who just touches your heart with all of her caring lovingness. What do you think of someone like Ingeborg? Well, there you think of a dedicated soul who believes in what she's doing and follows everything with her heart and does everything to the best that she knows how to do. She's just wonderful. Well, what do you think of Rex, my golden retriever? Why, he's just Mr. Love. He's unconditional love. He is around and in everything. Whenever anybody comes in the room, he leaps up and down and bounces around and says, I like you, I think I'm so glad. Another person for me to love, another person for me to love. And little Love, our little mini pin, he doesn't act quite that way. He comes and inspects you and he says, if my mother says it's okay for you to be here, it's okay. Otherwise, better watch out. He's not going to let any nonsense take place. Well, you see, this is the different types of personalities that there are. These are different types of people. And dogs are people too. Yes, for me they are. And that's the joy and the wonder and the magic and the fun of it. Everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. Everything is joyful. And everything is exciting. But you see, that's my philosophy. The most important thing in your home are the people. That's my philosophy. The most important thing in the universe is me and how I respond to my world. And as I respond to my world, I respond to my world with joy and love and peace and harmony. And my world responds back with joy and love and peace and harmony. Oh, there may be a little knick here and there, but I don't let that bother me. I overlook it. And I look at all the rest that are joy and peace and harmony. And pretty soon that one little knick ceases to be. It ceases to be a knick, or it ceases to be in my world. Because in my world is only that which is beautiful, good, pure, perfect, right, and lovely now. Oh, how great it is! How wonderful it is! And now is the time that it is. It's a great experience. Think about it for yourself. Think about how you live in that aspect. I know how I live in that aspect. I know that the most important thing in my home are the people. And I know that for you, too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.